So one of the things that we did here in the past month is to negotiate with members of the House and Senate, point out that, hey, in a year coming up when agricultural commodity prices are going to be down across the board, we don't need to see this tax measure actually resulting in a higher tax bill for America's farmers and ranchers. So what happened is that in the final version of the legislation, although the DPAD is eliminated, there's a new 20% deduction on gross income payments for farmers and cooperatives. And so this is going to be a favorable treatment for the gross income of farmers that should help minimize any potential changes because of the elimination of Section 199.